to the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106, 534 minutes after the hour on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to respond to anything you're hearing on this program, that's how you do so. Joining us now, so this is how you do it, guys. A lot of my guests, if they are any way away from the area, they will tell me, I'm unable to be on your show. And I'm like, well, why? And they'll be like, well, I'm in XYZ. Well, they don't have cell coverage in XYZ. I can't. And then that's the end of the conversation. I don't push it any further. But not this gentleman, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott, joining us from South Dakota, I think, right?
That is correct, Jeff. Live from White Lake, South Dakota.
White Lake, South Dakota. I know exactly. No, I don't. I have no idea where that is. I know where South Dakota is, but that's about as far as I could get you. You're up there, pheasants, or what am I, what are you doing up there?
That's correct, up here shooting some pheasants, just killed a few on this last little push here. New dog is doing well. That's always fun to see an eight-month-old, lab do well and retrieve well. So life is pretty good up here in Christy Nome country.
Well, maybe you learn a thing or two while you're up there. Anyway. So, I'll ask you this, kind of get your thoughts on it. The saga of the bridge situation. We're just from a timeline perspective, we're far from this being resolved, aren't we? Down at the beaches.
I'm afraid we could be, and really that's been my concern. My effort has been so far to secure funding for a solution to this problem getting on and off of the island. And we've done that. The funding is in the State Transportation Improvement Plan. I'm just really concerned about how the coalition building has gone, or rather not gone. You see complaints from mayors and commissioners and everybody. They're just not on the same page. And that's a big part of the HALDOT director's job. We've seen that in the past with the I-10 bridge. Really what happens when there's not a good flow of information, there's not good coalition building. You get this type of thing where you've got lawsuits filed and you've got other problems. And I'm just worried that because they haven't done that work, that you may end up with a big problem. And I'm hoping that's not what happens.
Well, the relationship between the beach cities, the Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, has always been a little contentious. But I can't think that this is going to help much. Those places got to cooperate in a way for the area in general, but there's some work to be done there, it seems.
Well, that's true, but you should know that, right? You got to read the room. You got to know what you're walking into when you try to pull off a project like this. You got the county commission that's a part to a tri-party agreement. You got the city of Foley that's a part of it. You've got the bridge company itself. You've got Orange Beach with not only obviously the inherent traffic concerns and traffic flow issues, but also a financial interest. They invested in that bridge and are paid dividends off of that, although I don't think that's Mayor Kennan's driving frustration with it. It may be for some, but I don't think it is for him. And then you just got all these competing interests that you've got to take into account. And strong personality, sure. I'm convinced or remain convinced that nobody understands how traffic moves in a city better than a mayor. They get it. They hear the complaints day in and day out. And when you have the state trying to do what will eventually probably end up being $100 million worth of work on this project, when you talk about bridge connecting roads and right-of-way acquisition, and you don't have buy-in from the locals, that's a big problem. And I think if we're not careful, we may end up seeing that play out in court and the press, which is just unfortunate, and it really, really could and should be done better.
Do we have any idea of what do the people that that live there in that area, fully in the beaches, what would they want to see? I've been to one of their town halls. It was years ago, and there was pushback against the bridge, and you always have the environmentalist or whatever. But in general, I don't really have a sense of what kind of the public wants.
They want traffic to work better. I don't think they necessarily really care how we get there. They just want traffic to work better. And again, as a senator, my job is to try to secure funding for a project and to the extent possible, to keep locals informed about what's going on. But they don't care whether, you know, it's two lanes here on this bridge, it's free to them, or it's two additional lanes here. They just want to be able to go about their day, especially in the height of tourist season, and get to where they're going. They don't care necessarily. They're not traffic engineers. They don't care necessarily how this works, as long as it does work. And I think really that's my concern with the plan that's laid out now, is just that it's not a whole project right now. If there's more work, another phase, something like that, then by God, let's say that and talk about what it is. But unfortunately, we haven't seen that yet. You got a bridge that'll end at County Road 4. You have little or no connecting work that gets it back up to the Beach Expressway. And then, of course, little or no interaction with the beach. I mean, how are you going to get people there? How are people going to come back from there? And how in the world is that going to achieve the stated goal of getting people off of 59? And then, Jeff, you got to look at it this way, too. By the time the project is built, finished, and we're seeing if it's working or not, it won't matter to this governor or this highway director, because it's likely that we'll be so far down the road, both of them will have moved on, and it'll be somebody else's problem to fix.
And then that's interesting to me that what do you think spurred this decision? Why now? Why did Aldott? Because, well, the way I watched it play out, and I'm way over here. I'm not really plugged in down there, but, you know, that it looked like there was the possibility of adding a span at the toll bridge down there by the wharf. And then the Gulf Shores mayor did not, you know, obviously think that was the best approach or whatever. But and they butted heads over that, and, you know, whatever the color of the sky was or whatever they do. But all of a sudden, here we are out of nowhere, and it seems to me at least that Aldott made this decision.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It came as a surprise to me. I mean, I had talked to the Aldott director prior to him announcing that this project was moving forward and they were going to delay, going to move on. And I thought he was going to take some more time to negotiate with the bridge company, and he didn't. He kind of told me he was, and then he didn't. He went ahead and made a decision, and that was disappointing. The bridge company at one point had put on the table adding additional spans on the existing toll bridge that would have equaled the spans that Aldott's proposing to build now for close to $60 million, and making the entire bridge free for everybody that lives in Baldwin County. So if you're a Baldwin County resident, you go over that any time you want, as much as you want, for free. And they seem to be headed in the right direction. I mean, that was a far better deal than I thought would ever get out of there. And that was all going to be at the toll company's expense, right? They were going to put all of that money in there at the toll company's expense. But instead, you know, the state wanted to build a free bridge. They didn't feel, you know, the State Department of Transportation didn't feel like they should be beholden, if you will, to the toll company. And I understand that argument. Gulf Shores didn't feel that they should be, you know, beholden to the toll company. Truth be told, this infrastructure should have been built by the state of Alabama a long time ago. And then we wouldn't have a toll bridge at all if the state had just done what they should have done. Now they're coming in here after the fact and doing it. It's all well and good if it works. And if you don't just build the bridge, you've got to build the connecting roads to make it work and make it work well. And unfortunately, I think that's going to cost a whole lot more money than what's already on the table.
I mean, it looks like a series of traffic circles or something like that. I mean, is that still part of it? If I recall, I know there was so much pushback against this initial plan. In terms of where we are right now, Senator, like, how much of a done deal is this? I guess it could go to court and it could get thrown back out. But I guess I should stop. This is far from being through, right?
I think so. I mean, assuming there's not an injunction against the State Department of Transportation, then it's likely, they may move forward with the bridge portion of it. To answer your question about, you know, traffic circles and connections, there's a planned traffic circle on Canal Road, and that's about the only connection that's made back to Canal Road. Again, we still put all that traffic on Canal Road. We haven't solved a north-south problem across the island. We just put additional spans over the intercoastal, which is positive. But then on the north side, and where my main concern lies, is this termination of this project there at Canal Road, or excuse me, at County Road 4. And when you get to County Road 4, you're not to the Beach Expressway. You're on an east-west corridor. And how do you move traffic from there? Well, they can wind down Cotton Creek Road back to Highway 59 or wind back under the existing toll bridge, or they can go up Roscoe Road. But man, you know, if you've got a major state highway project that ends and depends on a road called Roscoe Road, man, we're in trouble. And I think that's where we're headed right now. It's going to need another $20 million worth of work, in my opinion, to make it actually functional.
Yeah, text here, Chris at Orange Beach, put a bridge all the way over the state park and dump it on the beach road, not the canal road. But that's you can't do that, right? There's a prohibition against doing something like that through the state park, I assume.
So there's a federal court order that was made as part of the Bentley administration's settlement agreement to allow the use of BP funds to build the lodge and conference center at the beach that precluded the state for building the cross island connector. There's a term for it, Chris, and I hope we see it done one day. But there's currently a federal order that prevents that for the next probably about 17 years or so. I think there are ways to talk about getting around that, but I think that ought to be the ultimate goal. I mean, right now we're dumping traffic on Canal Road and trying to push them in two different directions, either back to Gulf Shores to go down 59 or back to Orange Beach to go down 161, when their ultimate goal is, as Chris correctly points out, is the beach straight ahead. There's already a path that's paved and, you know, you could call it a state park road that goes in that direction down Powerline Road. There's a new Orange Beach fire station being constructed there, and that would be where it would go. Ironically, that's closer to the existing toll bridge than where the what I like to affectionately call the Cooper Bridge is being planned right now.
Well, I never could get a – Robert Kraft doesn't do media that much, but, you know, like in his ideal world, is this his ideal solution, what Aldott has on the table, you think? Or maybe the people go scores?
I think for Mayor Kraft, and again, I get to the pleasure of representing both Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and Foley and the whole area there. But I think for Mayor Kraft, a good part of this is relieving traffic on 59 on Holmes Bridge. That's what he's hoping this project will do. That's the stated goal from Aldott as well. My concern is I haven't seen a study that shows that this bridge, and again, the lack of connecting roads on the north side, will actually accomplish that goal. So I think Mayor Kraft is, and I don't want to speak for him, but likely embracing the incrementalism that this bridge represents. It's a step in the right direction, but I think we're going to find it's not a solution to removing traffic off of 59. And we will put more of a burden on Canal Road and by putting a roundabout there that will likely cause some congestion there. And I'm just, if you can't tell, I'm just a little lukewarm on the efficacy of this right now.
Well, the growth of the island, I mean, the population, though, growth is taking place, I think, Orange Beach. I don't know, but, you know, does this underserve the other side? I mean, eventually, Senator, they're going to have to replace that 59 bridge or do something with it to improve it, I would think.
You're absolutely correct. It will probably reach its end of life in, you know, the next 20 years or so. It's something the state absolutely ought to be planning on doing and widening at the same time. And we're just going to have to continue to invest in infrastructure throughout Baldwin County. It's the fastest growing county in the state. Grew by over 8,000 people since the 2020 census, and that represents half of the state's entire population growth in just one county. A lot of that is south of the Intracoastal Waterway, still growing. You still continue to see residential development on the island. And then on top of that, you have 100,000 extra people here every weekend, you know, coming and going. And those shoulder seasons get bigger and the off season gets smaller every year. We have a tremendous amount of people in this county at any given moment that are not counted in population calculations, but are here for sure here. And we see them from the Midwest, from Georgia, from, you know, our neighboring states to the west. They want to come for our beaches. We're glad to have them. The state has just got to continue to realize that investment in transportation in Baldwin County is essentially just like industrial access anywhere else. It yields dividends and pays huge, huge tax revenues to the balance of the state.
And I think this is a reasonable reaction from some of our texters here, but they can't get this bridge right. Well, why should we trust ALDOT with the big bridge, the I-10 bridge crossing the bay?
Oh, that's that's probably a path I'm not going to go down. I will just say this: it is frustrating. I do see vestiges, if you will, of the lack of community involvement that we saw with the I-10 bridge on this project as well. You see local elected officials coming out against a project. You hear a state senator saying he has concerns about the efficacy of the project. That should be a red flag. It really should. It should be a problem for the administration. You know, when you're talking about spending 60 on a bridge, 20 on right away acquisition that you've already done, you're $80 million into this already, and everybody's really not on board. That's a little problematic. And if you look at a map of this, you look at, you know, what ALDOT's proposing to do for this corridor, it's certainly not real smooth and free flowing, and it has cause for concerns. And again, no guarantees that this additional $20 million investment in order to make this project work will come in the future. And that's something that I'm looking for, is a guarantee that you'll finish if you're going to start it. Unfortunately, I think that by moving forward with this, the lawsuit and everything else, that what were, I think, promising and possibly fruitful negotiations with the bridge company, again, for toll free for every Baldwin Countyan, I think that's probably, that time has passed. Those deals are likely not on the table anymore. And I think that's a miss, yeah, in my book.
Senator, I'll let you get back to it in South Dakota, but I really do appreciate you taking time from your I guess vacation or off time to join this program.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate being here every week and getting a chance to dive into the issues.
We'll hear from you again next week. State Senator Chris Elliott there on the program. Let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pontonese.